Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Good morning, American. It's Friday.
Great to have you with us. 888-933-93. It is Friday, April 5th. And as just, I don't have to tell anybody this. It's the 132nd birthday of Hedwig Kahn, which is of course celebrated on the Google Doodle this morning. Now, you won't see anything about Easter on April 21st. They won't mention it. It won't be doodled. There'd be no evidence that it's a special
day. That's today?
Today's Hedwig
Kahn's birthday.
Hedwig Kahn today.
Today.
Yeah. Don't act like you don't know this. Stop it.
Come on,
No. We celebrated.
Did you forget the tree, did you? The Hedwig Kahn tree?
No, but we celebrated last night.
No, well, it was Hedwig Kahn Eve last night, yeah. so that's fine.
Works. Some people do that.
It's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Acceptable.
I usually celebrate the whole week of Hedwig Kahn birthday.
So I'm okay, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Whole week. Yeah.
Remind me again.
The physicist, cool. Hedwig Kahn? Come on. I mean, that you're talking about for idiots, right, that are listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you and I were going to... You're showing off for
Hedwig,
the audience.
Hedwig.
I know.
Hedwig.
Wig. Mm-hmm. Wig.
Yeah, don't play stupid. I mean, we all know you're stupid, but not that dumb. Nobody is that dumb to the where they don't know Hedwig Kahn.
Right.
And her birthday.
So I want to thank Google for
thank you, Google.
Giving it its due. But I don't know, what's this Easter thing you were referring to earlier?
Superstition.
I mean, surely Google's not going to give us some Easter doodle.
No.
Okay. Oh.
Of course not. Why would you?
That's so obscure.
All right. So we're going to celebrate Hedwig Kahn all day today. but first, I got to tell you.
What is she famous for before you tell us about something?
Oh, my
you
gosh.
Know. Come on
now. She's a physicist, man.
She had to leave Nazi Germany because she was Jewish. Come on. Don't play that game with me.
Jeffy.
All right. Renew Zone. This is something that if you've been struggling to lose weight and you just keep going back and forth, Riduzone is exactly what could put you over the edge and take care of this problem once and for all. Riduzone was launched by a local company that produced a metabolite of olive oil. And the reason that's important is because the OEA in olive oil, that molecule, it speeds up metabolism. And so it really helps to keep the weight off, because when your body senses that you've lost weight, it slows down your metabolism to allow you to gain it back. This speeds it back up for you and helps you control your appetite. So with those two things, you are bound to lose weight. That's why Sarah Gonzalez, who hosts the news and why it matters, that's why she looks so great. She continues to use Riduzone every day and it helps keep her mind off of food. And because you listen to the show, we've got a 30% off deal for you. Go to Riduzone.com, Riduzone.com. Enter the promo code PAT and you'll get 30% off a 3-month supply. It's Riduzone.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Welcome. 888-933-93. And of course, Pat Unleashed on Twitter. All kinds of things to tell you about. The effort to destroy the nation continues with the Democrats. I was reading an article yesterday that was published about the people, the unelectable candidates that are running for president on the Democrat side. And between them, or among them, they have decided that they are for open borders, virtually all of them, eliminating ICE, 70% income taxes. Of course, almost all of them are for the $100 trillion Green New Deal. Socialized medicine, that's all of them.
It's got to be 70% taxes at least, right? Because of all the other free stuff that's coming down this list.
Yes, like the socialized medicine, the socialized higher education. They're virtually all for legalized infanticide now. Most of them are now talking about reparations for slavery. For Native and African Americans.
I don't know.
Packing the Supreme Court is another big deal to them.
What point do they need the Supreme Court for?
they're not going to if they win the presidency.
Right.
And eliminating the Electoral College, to name just a few things. Any one of these things taken by itself could cripple this nation.
That's said that's true.
So which one is for giving me a bunch of free money and not having to work?
Almost all of them.
Well, I'm going to vote for that person.
Especially Andrew Yang, right? Andrew Yang will give you $1,000. I don't know if that's a lot of money.
That's not enough.
Would you still have to work if you got $12,000 a year?
They're very disappointed.
Yeah. Okay. Darn it. Yeah. None of them have actually proposed $50,000 a year or $100,000. And why stop at 12? Let's do $100,000. Why not make everybody just well-to-do? Just do it. Just give us all $100,000 a year, and we'll all just sit on our fat butts, and we'll get nothing done. Yeah, what a dream come true. What a great life that would be, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Typical Democrat voter.
Yeah, and love it. They love the promises.
The debates, right, are going to be great. Who can out free the others?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't wait.
I know.
For the debates. They'll be agonizing, but they'll also be some fun there. And each of them apparently have a special theme too.
Oh,
yeah, there's going to be an LGBTQIA2+ debate. There's going to be one on healthcare. You know, they're going to be these specialized forums, and so we're going to get to dig deep into. There'll probably be one on climate change.
Oh,
that should be interesting.
That will be.
So, okay, the first one's going to be June 26th and 27th. It's like a 2-day event. What is it? A cricket match? Why do they need two days?
Well, because there's so many people. So many people involved.
Nine on one night and nine on another. Yeah. We're just a couple of months away from this stuff really kicking in.
Is that amazing? Can you imagine?
Sure,
we're already starting it.
Sure is.
It's not even an election year yet. It's not the election year. And they're already going to be debating a year and a half ahead of time.
Which one is who can out-hate Trump?
That would be all of the above.
Mm-hmm. all of them. Some of this will be fun.
It will be.
Some of it will be fun.
They're gonna have to outdo each other. Have to outdo each other, and then they're gonna have to prove how they can pay to outdo each other, and it'll be interesting to see how they do that.
Won't it though? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. 888-933-93. We also have, because it's Friday, I love these. There's another celebrity who is, he's causing some trouble.
What do you mean? No.
Yeah, Big Pharma is pissed off at Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Big Pharma?
Yeah, Big Pharma, because Chuck has a new erectile dysfunction product that I guess has some real kick to it. Hey. And look at his wife smiling there. She's really happy about it, obviously. So, if Chuck, he's a big enough man to admit his problem.
I guess.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if that's probably the same stuff that Denzel is using. Because I know that Denzel is
out there.
He's been in trouble a few times on a few late night talk shows where he's gone clean.
Okay, has he
on the shows? Yes,
with actual quotes from him.
Oh, well,
about a ZD problem.
Yes,
yeah.
And look at how sophisticated they're getting with this ripping off the Fox News logo for this story.
Oh yeah, they've been doing this.
The website.
Oh, yeah.
They try
to make it look like it's a Fox News site. There's the logo right there. That's a problem. That's a lawsuit problem right there. There's no way you win that if they can find you.
Yeah.
Well, the website is actually foxnews.magazine.newsstand.com. Mm-hmm. So,
mixing a magazine in there?
You never get.
Yeah, you'll never find him.
No.
But Chuck said, I know this is a subject that many people don't want to talk about.
Did he?
But it is a real problem that millions of men suffer with.
Right.
Our product fixes the issue. And it's something I'm proud of.
Uh-huh.
Men everywhere who have tried it have been thanking us. Of course they have.
Of course they have.
Chuck Norris, man. Don't mess with him.
Right.
He might be 78, but he's still, he uses this product called Viralis RX. And it works for him. And
it'll work for you.
It'll work for you. If it works for Chuck Norris, it's going to work for you.
Look at the smile on the wife's face.
She's happy about it. She is. So it's obviously a combination of Viagra and Cialis. Viralis? Is it an actual product, I wonder, even?
Bet it is.
Or do you just get send in your money and they just keep it?
Oh, I see.
And you get nothing in return. Because Viralis, really? You named it Viralis? That's a combination of the two big pills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, look at all that stuff it gives you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Here's what it does for you. It's proven, by the way. It's proven to enhance sexual performance. Shorten recovery time. Recovery time?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What are you recovering from?
Right.
Boost.
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Boost testosterone levels.
Uh-huh.
Maximize sexual stamina. And naturally boost energy. It's proven to do all those things.
Oh, naturally?
All five.
Oh, yeah. So it's natural. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure this is an all-natural product. Will it work for you? The simple answer to that is yes.
I mean, look at the smile on Chuck Norris's wife's face.
We don't even
say,
look, we can't guarantee the product, but it works for everyone who's tried it.
Yeah.
No, the answer is yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will. Yeah, these are so amazing, and they continue to drag these celebrities through the mud and besmirch. I'm sure Chuck Norris isn't very pleased about being used for a fake ad like that with ED. Sly Stallone, they're using him.
Oh yeah. They did Howie Long, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Howie Long.
Yeah. And they did somebody else. Terry Bradshaw.
Dr. Phil.
Well, yeah.
Although Dr. Phil, I don't know if that was a facial cream. He had to leave with his wife to go sell facial cream.
I just found out that his wife actually does have this cream business, though.
Of course she does.
In real life.
She actually really does have a business.
So I don't know what's real and what's not in that.
Maybe they probably, this group was like, okay, who we go after next? We haven't done Dr. Phil. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because his wife actually is in the facial cream industry.
After the fact, they were probably like, oh my gosh, we actually found one that was actually true. So, dumb luck.
Except that Phil's not leaving his show to join her in her facial cream empire.
They're using the show to promote the facial cream empire.
Well, L'Oreal is pissed off about that.
Yeah, they are. Wouldn't you be?
They're really angry because they were a big sponsor. And her facial cream, you know, Dr. Phil's wife's cream works a lot better. It works a lot better.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, so.
Probably causing some tension in the marriage there, huh? Wow. Facial cream.
Not anymore, because Phil's just decided
He just joined her.
Yeah, he's just going to join
her.
Move on.
Yeah. He'll be like, I don't know, the co-CEO of the company or something.
I mean, really, at some point you realize that what you're doing is just losing the family money.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the whole television
contracts,
media empire.
Podcasts, all of, that just get out of it.
If my wife wants to develop some fabulous business that brings us millions of dollars, I'm perfectly fine with leaving this stupid industry. perfectly fine with it.
But no, you wouldn't be working there.
Right.
You'd be doing something. You wouldn't be working here. You'd be
exactly.
We wouldn't see you.
That's right. That's true.
It'd be kind of sad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind
of. I don't even make a phone call. I just stay home. And you just wonder, what happened to him?
Do you make phone calls now?
Didn't somebody used to come in here and do it this time of day?
That hurts. That hurts. I'm a little hurt at that.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Not even.
He'll get over it eventually.
You know what?
He'll get over it.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right. 888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Wax RX. When was the last time you had your ears professionally cleaned by a doctor? I don't know if I've ever done that. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
You have had?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, when I was a little kid.
And it's a really hard stream, right? It, like, almost goes through your brain.
Oh, to be honest, I don't even remember. At one point, I had a surgery on my ears when I was a little kid.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they put tubes in and stuff. So,
We had to do that for one of my sons. Yeah. Yeah, you had a lot of ear infections?
Ear infections, couldn't hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a surprise that icky stuff is going on inside your ears. I think a lot of people would be stunned by that.
It doesn't sound like you think that's true.
Huh. That's weird. That's weird.
That's weird.
That is weird. If you have itchy ears or they're painful, they feel plugged up, there's a solution you can use at home. It was developed by doctors. It's the same kind of thing. It's just a lot cheaper and you do it right in the comfort and privacy of your own home. It's WaxRx. It's a great system. You can use it now without a prescription. Don't have to go to the doctor. Don't have to spend all that money. Try the WaxRx system risk-free today. Just go to usewaxrx.com. Use the offer code radio at checkout, and you'll get free shipping on the product. Finally, it's a real solution that you can have at home without endangering your eardrums. usewaxrx.com, offer code radio.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
888-933-93 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Gropey Joe's Cafe tweets, I decorated my Hedwig Contree fin. A fashion... I decorated my Hedwig Contree in a fashion reminiscent of Chaka Khan.
That's a good celebration.
Not Genghis. Not Genghis Khan, but Chaka Khan. Rocky with an eye. Oh, don't worry, Pat. Google also didn't celebrate World Autism Awareness Day on Tuesday with their Google Doodle thing.
Man, that's not good.
I've seen your hernia, tweets loved Hedwig Khan in the last Star Trek movie. I don't think that was the last one, but Hedwig was, she was good in that. She really was. Mm-hmm. All right. I just don't feel like doing anything serious. We got a whole list of serious stuff, and I don't want to do any of it. I mean,
we got a list of non-serious stuff too. If you'd like to do that,
Yeah.
Boy, tough sell. What, you want to go right down the middle? What is it?
I was thinking about just going back home and going to bed. I'm really tired.
Don't lie. You have facial cream to go sell. That's what's happening.
I mean, I'm willing to shut this place down and go home and go back to bed. I'll tell you.
Are you?
Heck yeah.
Just turn the lights off.
Just shut her down.
Last person out. Lock the door behind.
Hey, Martin, get a best of ready. just have it on standby.
Worst case, just a replay.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be right? A best of.
Oh, man. All right. 888-933-93. Beto was speaking yesterday and comparing the president to Nazi Germany, which is always a nice comparison. Mm. I think he's killed almost as many people, right, as the Third Reich did.
It's probably close.
Really close. Here's what Beto had to say. Some brilliance coming out of his face.
But I'll tell you another story. After the president was sworn in, every year that I was in Congress, we would go to a different elementary school around Valentine's Day and pick up Valentine's Day cards for veterans that were hand-drawn by a second grade or third grade classroom, and then we'd take them over to the VA. And we want to make sure that those veterans understood that the generation coming up cares for them and is grateful for what they've done for this country. And this third grade girl who's handing us the hand-drawn Valentines, who happens to be Mexican-American, says, why does the president not like me? And I thought, what is that doing to her head and her conception of herself and what she's able to contribute to this country? When the president of the United States has called Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals, he then went on to call asylum seekers animals and an infestation. Now, we would not be surprised if in the Third Reich, other human beings were described as an infestation, as a cockroach, or a pest that you would want to kill.
Just like the Third Reich.
But to do that in 2017 or 18 in the United States of America, doesn't make sense.
No, gosh, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Which is why he's not doing it.
There's a lot there.
Oh, my gosh. Here's what you do, Beto. You say to the little girl, oh, honey, no, the president of the United States does not hate you. No, he doesn't like people sneaking into the country illegally. That's all. He just doesn't want people to... He wants to know who's coming into the country. He loves you. We all love you. Period.
We're done.
You're done. But no. Would they do that? No.
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 No, no, no.
Because they want to propagate that theory that the president hates Hispanics. It's just... It's ridiculous. Oh, these people are the worst.
And he's talking about back when Trump made his announcement, right? And he was just talking about the crime that comes across the border that is not protected or guarded at all.
And everybody knows it. Everybody knows what he meant.
And then the animals and the infestation. He was talking about MS-13.
Yes.
I mean, could you be any less ingenuous there? No.
It's as disingenuous as you can get. And it's harmful to the kids.
Yes.
It's harmful to the people. It's harmful to the country. Correct the false perception. How about that? Just try that. Honey, the president doesn't hate you.
President doesn't hate you.
Not at all. He loves people, and he just wants you to. He wants people to come here the right way. That's why he said he was going to put a big, beautiful door in the wall that he hasn't built yet.
Well, look, to be fair with that, Pat.
Yes.
Okay.
To be fair.
We're going to shut down the border.
Right. Well,
we're going to shut it down.
Okay.
Well, not right now.
Not right now.
Like, in
or
a year.
Ever.
In a year. If something doesn't happen in a year.
Then maybe.
Then we're shutting this thing down.
Yeah. That's not a good threat to make because you can't do it.
Right,
just can't do it.
Right. I know that. And so does he. And so do we, right?
I don't know if he knew it when he said it, but he knows it now because everybody went to him in a panic and said, oh my gosh, you can't do that. Nobody thought you would ever say that. So don't make that threat because we can't. We can't shut down the border.
And it hurt him.
It did.
It hurt him, I think. And, yeah, I think you know, to come out and say now, okay, you know what? We'll give you a year. I mean, something, I don't know what has to happen. Mexico does have to step up. I mean, he did say that. So. You know, maybe we get something from Mexico on that. I mean, how about at least we have to tell Mexico, tell you what, let the people seek asylum in your country. You're letting them walk through your country. Let them have asylum there. How about that?
Right. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
If you're going to let them in now and you're going to let them come north, let them stop before they get to our border.
You got plenty of room.
Take care of them.
They're all yours.
Got low unemployment rate in Mexico. I think it's right around, at least it used to be, lower than ours. I haven't looked at it in a while, but it was actually a lower unemployment rate than we had. I mean, I don't know if they're great jobs, but
right. And you know, then you know, the argument to that is that yeah, because the people that are unemployed are here. But
yeah, and yes, and that there's a lot of truth to that.
The unemployment rate in Mexico just last month actually went up. It ticked up, Pat.
Okay.
So the unemployment rate in Mexico is now 3.3%.
It's still lower than ours. Yeah. It's still lower than ours. That's because they sent, Russ, you're right. They send all of their unemployed here. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we'll just take it. We'll take care of them. Yep. Thank you again.
No problem.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Yes. Yes, you may. You may have a million more.
And maybe with realizing that he couldn't shut down the border, right? Maybe maybe we've started a new campaign to actually crack down on the illegals that are working here in the country. I mean, we just had the biggest bust in years here in Texas of illegals. In Allen, Texas, they busted a company of, 280, 300 illegals working, something like that. Arrested them. So maybe we start cracking down on the businesses here in the U.S.
Well, yeah, you have to do. It's got to be a multi-pronged attack.
No question.
You have to secure the border, which we're not doing. And then you have to enforce our law, which we're not doing. So
what you're saying is that
it's only a couple things we're not doing. I'm sure we're doing tons more that we just aren't aware of.
Well, yeah, we're looking the other way. We're being apathetic. We're doing a lot of things.
Well, we're running it through the court system, which is working efficiently on everyone coming in.
Oh, you mean the stupid courts?
Mm-hmm. We do. Well, we make them pinky promise to come back for their hearings.
Just come back.
And every once in a while, they don't.
Oh, no.
Every once in a while. Yeah, there's a once in a blue moon.
You know, traffic gets heavy. You can't show up on time.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's about, in around 1% of the cases, they come right on back to court.
Wow.
And they're there with bells on, ready to go.
Ready to go. Like
I'm ready, Your Honor.
Like almost 1%?
Almost one.
Okay.
Not quite, but almost 1%.
Yeah, yeah. No, you wouldn't expect the whole full 1%.
No, I mean, that's ridiculous. every once in a while, you lose one.
You got to feel for those people that actually show up to court. You know, it's like, does the judge go, you know what? I'm going to make you a citizen because you actually
no.
Or do they say, sorry, you're going back to Mexico. And that person's like, I thought I did the right thing.
Right. Why did I show up?
What a mess, man.
It's like when your child tells you the truth when they normally lie to you and you just want to reward them even though they did something wrong.
Right. Yeah.
But at least they told you the truth.
Because that's what you want.
That's what you want. So you want to reward the illegal alien that shows up for court. I think I would.
I think so too.
It might be a good idea. We should try that. See if it works.
Yeah. If you want to come out of the shadows,
get that up to 1%.
Yeah. Right. Yes. If you want to come out of the shadows, show up to your court date, and you'll be rewarded.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to hunt you down in Allen, Texas, at your employment, and send you back from there. Okay. That's your choice.
Exactly. All right. 888-900-3393. 3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. We got to show you this AOC effort last night. She was terrific. This is a do-it-yourself video, I guess.
Yeah, I think she's putting together IKEA furniture.
And, mm-hmm. and she's drinking some wine, as she always is.
And eating like a cow.
Eating some Fritos. Eating some Cheetos or whatever the hell she was eating.
And lecturing America. Well, and talking about how terrible the GOP is. Here's what she said.
How many years until the world ends again? Mm. We have 12 years left to cut emissions.
Pause it for a second.
By at least 50%.
She said it again. The last time she did this, and people mocked her for it, she was like, oh, you're taking it literally. I mean, she's not talking literally.
Right.
Remember that?
It was a draft.
She was just throwing out a number there. Now she's sticking to the 12-year thing.
Thank you.
All right. There's more.
How many years until the world ends again? We have 12 years left to cut emissions by at least 50%.
Okay. If not good more. Luck. That's not going to happen, Pumpkin.
For everyone who wants to make a joke about that,
close your mouth.
You may laugh, but your grandkids will not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Shut up. Okay, pause it again.
Understand.
Okay, our grandkids in 12 years? I think most of us are going to still be here.
Wait, does she know something we don't know?
Right?
Uh-oh.
If this is 12 years away, it's not our grandkids that are worrying about it.
Right, we are.
We're worried about
it.
That's the ridiculous timeline she's throwing out there. If you're talking 50 years, okay, maybe our grandkids have to worry about it. And maybe it's something that is going to get really, really bad somewhere down the line. But they're trying to make it out as if it already is
It is, right? Because Al Gore told us there was going to be 10 years in, 2006?
Yeah, 2006 or 7.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's going to be 7 years, 7 to 10, and all of those timelines have passed.
So we ended, and the Earth ended, and then we came back to life, because here we are still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then now we've still got another 12 years, right? So
yes. Well, yeah, you always have another 12. And then when we get to that 12, they'll say, well, we made certain improvements, so we've got another 12. It's always got to be that line off in the future
distance,
somewhere.
And before Al Gore, then it was Ice Age, right? Before Al was still, were we still Ice Age before Al? Or were we still, were we climbing?
In the 70s, it was.
Okay, that's farther back.
It was going to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's always coming to the end.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Always.
Yeah, well, they have to make it catastrophic in order to get you fired up to spend the trillions of dollars they want you to spend to fix the non-existent problem.
Amazing.
It's so unbelievable. And we had Gregory Wrightstone on yesterday. He was really good talking about the actual facts of the issue that aren't really even debatable. There's just a lot of facts that show, first of all, none of the things that they're freaked out about are increasing. In fact, they're decreasing. The drought, the floods, all of those things we have not as frequent as we have in the past. Plus, this warming that we've experienced is nowhere near unprecedented. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But let me tell you about realestateagentsitrust.com. If you're selling or buying, you know, it's a really complicated process and difficult to navigate. So Glenn put together this team, and his people vet these agents really, really well. We choose agents with a long track record of success. They can't be part-time. They can't be inexperienced to be in this network. They have to know about the market value for your home. It can't be done with an algorithm. They got to know your market, know your area, know your neighborhood. And then third, home sellers must genuinely like the agent they choose to trust their home to, which is why these agents are fans of the show like you are. They do business like you. They share your values. So these are the things on which Glenn built realestateagentsitrust.com to help you buy or sell your home fast and for the right price. Get moving right now with realestateagentsitrust.com. It's realestateagentsitrust.com.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
I love this story of two Arkansas men took turns shooting each other while wearing a bulletproof vest.
I thought this was America. I thought you could do that if you want.
You apparently can.
Apparently not.
Oh, you cannot?
No.
Well, they got in trouble for it. As detailed in a probable cause affidavit, Charles Ferris, 50, and Christopher Hicks, 36. In other words, they should have both known better. Were drinking on Sunday night.
No.
On the back deck of Ferris's residence.
No.
When they came up with the bright idea to shoot each other. Ferris, who was wearing a bulletproof vest, you know, because that's what you do on a Sunday night, weekend, and, you know, you're wearing your bulletproof vest, and you're thinking, why don't you shoot me in the chest?
Only if you let me, only if you shoot, wait, what?
So Hicks obliged. He's like, okay, fired a single round from a .22 caliber rifle into his chest.
Come on.
The vest stopped the bullet, but he was left with a painful welt.
Well, yeah, you get a bruise.
Of course, it's going to hurt.
I want to thank Arkansas for taking the heat off of Georgia, a story we had earlier this week where the guy was like trying to shoot him as he ran at him.
Right. Mm. Oh, yeah. Although
so
that
thank
guy.
You, Arkansas. Georgia
that,
is a.
That guy got killed.
Yeah.
So then, you know, because it caused a welt, he was pissed. So. He makes the other guy put on the vest and he shoots him in the back five times.
I'm going to shoot you.
Five times. Fortunately.
What?
Fortunately, the vest held up.
Of course.
Wow.
They're both in jail and they had their mug shots taken.
Are you going to arrest him for that?
I don't know.
I'm not joking. I'm serious now.
Probably endangerment.
Illegal.
Public endangerment.
Illegal. Firing of a firearm in a public place, stuff like that.
Endangerment, illegal firing.
Yeah, on their back
porch, right. I mean,
well, Biden told
you,
us
man.
Biden told us you could go in your backyard and fire off two shotgun shells.
To scare people away, just, right? That's all you need.
So
you don't need any more than that.
I really want to be there for that conversation when they're out on the back porch, you know?
You just had it. They're drunk and you just had it. I mean, that's what the conversation is. Shoot me.
Hey, Buford, you know what? I'm wearing one of them fancy bulletproof vests right now.
Right. Mm.
Found it over at the Salvation Army store. I'm going to put it on. You grab you that .22 over yonder. You shoot me in the chest with it.
Okay.
Okay, Billy Bob Joe. I'm fixing to put down my brewski and fire a shot at you.
Oh.
Ouch! Dead blaming Buford, that hurt! What'd you do that for? Well, I reckon because you told me to.
I reckon.
Well, that was before I knowed it was going to hurt. Damn you, Buford.
Anytime you
put this on, I'm going to shoot you.
Mix in the word reckon, fixin', and knowed.
Yeah.
That's a quality morning right there.
It's a good morning, and it was a good night.
Absolutely.
Out on the back porch, drinking some brewskis.
A couple of welts, big deal. Those welts are worth it, man.
Just shot him five times. How drunk do you have to be to think that's going to be okay? I mean, fortunately, it turned out. I mean, the guy was obviously bruised up pretty badly.
Yeah.
But you could have killed him. You could have killed him.
He could have killed me when he shot the .22 at me.
Very true, but you told him to. You told him to.
That's not the point.
So then, the other brilliant part of this story...
Mm-hmm.
Cops get there because they hear the shots and people called the cops on
it. It was the neighborhood, right? I mean, if I remember the story right, I was trying to remember. They were, you know, the neighborhood was concerned with all the shots around with the kids and stuff.
Right. So the cops get there and Ferris spins this little tale about coming under fire by a mystery assailant while he was protecting an individual that he referred to as an asset.
Yeah.
Jussie, is that you?
There was some mystery assailants that came in. We was protecting our asset over
here. Came up here on the porch. And sure did.
I got youngins.
Guns a-blazing, you know?
I got youngins I got to take care of.
So the cops are like, okay, hang on. We're going to go talk to your wife. Well, and the wife is like, yeah, they got drunk and shot each other.
So, why did they just say that?
So they went down to the jail at that point.
It's sad that the immediate response to the police is lying.
Yeah, so that's what they were arrested for?
It
really is.
Lying to police.
Public nuisance. Who knows? I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
Sheer stupidity. You're too stupid to live in public.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Your name's not Jussie Smollett, so you're not going to be able to get away with this, guys. Sorry.
Right?
Although, you know, Chicago sued him yesterday for $130,000.
Yeah, and if he doesn't pay by today, they triple it, I guess. So,
I mean, Empire should just pay it.
They should. I mean, they got enough publicity.
Absolutely, have gotten more than. I mean, the $10,000 was peanuts. $130,000 is worth the promotion they got.
I think they're going to drop him though. It's starting to look like he may not be there next year. We'll see.
Oh, so now,
yeah.
No,
I was just
going to
start watching it.
I know. I know you were counting on that. You seem like a big Empire fan in waiting.
That was a funny thing that Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live said. He's like, look, you knew this thing was a lie from the beginning. Racists don't watch Empire. They're not going to recognize you on the streets from that show.
Right.
That's not their bag, man.
That's fact.
That is.
I mean, the fact of whether it's racist, but I mean, I would say the show was built for an audience that's not a MAGA hat wearing person.
Right. Well, do we have to pretend like that's not a show built for a black audience?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do.
I'd like to see the demographics on that. How many white people are watching Empire?
Two.
I mean, there's probably some. But
sure, there are.
I'm not interested in it.
Sure, there are.
And it's not because the people are black. It's just subject matter I don't really care about. The rap culture and stuff,
right.
I just don't like that. So, I mean, there's plenty of shows with black characters that I watch. That's just not one of them.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's like there are some realities in life that do follow along racial lines for some reason. I don't know why. Huh. I don't know how. There's also some realities that seem to follow gender lines. And that's not supposed to happen either because we're all exactly the same now, I guess. So.
Wow.
Yeah, was that terrible? Was that hate?
I'm barely okay with your little race hate thing going on, but the whole gender thing,
right?
Now you're pushing it.
Now
you're pushing it.
If I were to suddenly say that trans men shouldn't compete in women's sports, why then we'd probably have to take the show off the air.
You're continuing down this road?
No, I'm not. No,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Doubling down.
I'm done. No, I never say that.
Okay.
Even lesbians are getting in trouble for saying that.
Yeah, to be clear, Pat Gray just said if he were to say that.
Right, if.
He just said if.
If. But I leave that to the lesbian crowd.
Hilarious. They can't even say it.
They can't.
They
can't. Martina Navratilova kicked out of the...
Yeah. Have a nice day. We
out of the
now.
Group. Who was it just recently? What was her name that we talked about the other day?
Oh, Billie Jean King? Oh, wait.
Well, Billie Jean King, I think, was trouble as well, but there was another one this week that was...
Okay, really?
Yeah.
But either way, you can't.
You can't talk about
it. You can't.
Yeah.
Unless it's glowing and it's all for you and all one for all for one, and it doesn't matter, and it's how you feel, shut up.
It was this person who was testifying.
Well, that was Julie Beck, right?
Yes, Julia Beck. Julia Beck. Yeah, and she's in trouble.
Yeah,
she's in trouble for saying all of this.
She was been in trouble.
If it passes in its current form as HR5, then every right that women have fought for will cease to exist. Hmm.
And keep in mind, this is in front of Congress the other day because Congress has proposed this HR5 that grants all of these rights to trans women. And blurs the lines or eliminates the lines between women and men. And she's talking about what a bad thing that would be.
And also, keep in mind that this is the same lady that got kicked off the LGBTQ commission in Baltimore because she refused to call a male a female or a female a male. I'm not sure. I forget which one way it went.
Right.
She couldn't even do that on her own commission.
Incredible.
HR 5 is a human rights violation. Every person in this country will lose their right to single-sex sports, shelters, grants, and loans. The law will forbid ever distinguishing between women and men. To be clear, I do support the general goal of the Equality Act, to protect people on the basis of sex, of physical and immutable biological reality.
I think everybody wants protection for everybody, right?
Come on.
Can we all agree on that? We all want everybody to have equal rights. I do. I don't care what your background is.
Right.
I don't... care what sexual orientation you have. You should have equal rights.
And a little different angle here. We didn't get to it in the AOC video, but she goes on to compare the Green Movement and her Green New Deal with the Civil Rights Movement. Is there going to be any fallout from that? She literally said, this is the Civil Rights Movement of our age. It's offensive.
Oh, AOC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Well, I mean, that's their argument.
It's not, though. That's they're insulting. That's insulting to the Civil Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. If I was black, I'm white and I'm pissed about it. It pisses me off.
Yes.
Stop saying that.
To protect sexual orientation, which is based on biological sex,
mm-hmm.
I object to the inclusion of gender identity. People who call themselves transgender, non-binary, and everything in between still deserve the same basic human rights that we all do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But treating someone as if they are a member of the opposite sex is not a civil right.
Thank you.
In fact, this violates the rights of others.
Yes.
People cannot change sex, no matter how many legal documents they alter, no matter how many dangerous surgeries they endure.
Did you hear that hate?
Freaking.
What do you mean people can't change sex?
I know. They hate her for that, man.
They sure do.
And there was another video released earlier this week from people saying the exact opposite of that. I mean, what?
You know, that you can't change your sex?
It's all a feeling. It's all what you think. It doesn't matter.
That's nonsense. I mean, that's just scientific nonsense.
Amazing.
Yep.
This myth of changing sex has gained considerable traction, not only because of the synonymous use of the words sex and gender, but also because trans activism is extremely well-funded with billionaire donors and a very deep sea of lobbyists. Yep. Sex is a vital characteristic. Gender and identity are not. Huh. Sex can never be changed, but gender changes all the time. 100 years ago, pink was a color for boys. Now pink is a girl's color. This is an example of gender, social expectations of appearance and behavior. These expectations are based on sex stereotypes that prevent people from being their authentic selves. Unfortunately, gender identity forces people back into these stereotypical sex roles. This bill defines gender identity as actual or perceived gender-related characteristics. This is a circular definition, a logical fallacy. There is no way to protect a person on the basis of their gender identity without a legitimate definition. Lawmakers across the country will have to consider which mannerisms, hairstyles, occupations, and clothing choices make up one gender identity or another. How is this any different from the sex stereotypes women have been fighting to break free from? How is this not regressive? The concept of gender identity suggests that there's an essentially female personality or feeling that a person can have, but no such thing as a female body. Making gender identity the law will in fact mandate a belief in a female penis or female testes.
That's already happening.
Oh, yeah.
The concept of, deep down, I believe you have good intentions, but gender identity only does harm.
No, they don't.
Let me tell you what happens if HR 5 passes.
Okay, tell me. What's going
to
happen?
Male rapists will go to women's prisons and will likely assault female inmates, as has already happened in the UK.
Yep.
Female survivors of rape will be unable to contest male presence in women's shelters.
Thank you. That's already
Men will
going
dominate
on.
Women's sports.
That's already
Girls
happening.
Who would have taken first place will be denied scholastic opportunity.
Yes.
Women who use male pronouns to talk about men may be arrested, fined, and banned from social media
kicked
platforms.
Up,
you know, this would sound ridiculous if it hadn't already started.
She's talking about the future.
Yeah.
And that's a present.
It is. It's already been happening in certain areas under certain circumstances.
And they have to be well funded, right? Because, I mean, they're still, they are made to appear like this huge percentage of people when really it's not.
No, it's tiny. It's 0.07% of the population or something.
I mean, it's fascinating how powerful and how much noise that makes.
How powerful it became in such a short time. It's mind-boggling.
It sure is.
888-933-93. All right, let me tell you about Home Title Lock, and then we'll get right back into the show. We get testimonials from our friends at Home Title Lock once in a while, and they're really, more than testimonials, they're kind of horror stories, like this one. I heard you warn listeners about home title theft, but I didn't think we'd be victims until we got a bank notice claiming we defaulted on home loans we never took out. Some thief stole our title online, forged our signatures stating he was the owner, then borrowed against our home and stuck us with the payments. Our identity theft protection didn't stop it. Yeah, it doesn't. The bank said it's our problem and insurance didn't cover it. So we've spent thousands trying to get our home back. That's really, don't let this happen to you.
No, don't. Do not be like these people and listen. You need to listen to them.
Right. Okay. Right. And you always intend, well, yeah, that's probably a good idea. I should do something about that.
I mean, we all do that. I tease about that, but we all do that. Like, yeah, no, I need to do that.
Yeah. And you do. Like now. Like take a second and go to HomeTitleLock.com and do something about it. When you register, you'll get a free title scan and report. It's normally $100, but they'll throw that in for free just for signing up. So go to HomeTitleLock.com. Get some peace of mind that your home is protected from this. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray.
I like how she says that so carefully. Like she's really trying to pronounce it properly. Pat Gray.
It's hard to pronounce.
It is. It's a tough name.
It's tricky.
It is. It is tricky. 888-900-3393. And of course, at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, where Orange Smallmouth Basskurt. The names just keep getting longer and longer as things happen on the show. What caliber weapon would it take for Jeffy to even know he was shot?
You know, let's find out. Let's find out.
Let's find out, Buford.
You want to?
Let's find out. Let's
give me that there 22 over yonder.
I mean, I've been shot with BBs before, but that's it. No,
really?
Yeah, those weren't BBs, man.
Airsoft gun? Ever been shot with an airsoft gun?
Come to think of it, yeah, I've been shot with
those.
One of those
BBs
too.
Hurt.
Those hurt.
Mm. Yeah, they hurt.
They have. Come to think of it, I forgot about getting hit with those.
When my youngest daughter was 4, she's 18 now. She just turned 19. Yeah, she. One of the neighbor kids had an airsoft. Well, my boys and the neighbor kid were all shooting each other with these airsoft guns.
They do.
And April thought it looked really fun. So she begged the kid next door to shoot her in the back with the airsoft gun. And she regretted it after he obliged. Yeah,
that was a mistake.
Yeah, there was that was a problem.
And he gets in trouble. She said she wanted me to.
that's what he said.
I'm saying.
She wanted me to.
Buford gets in trouble.
He said, shoot me. He bought her a nice Barbie doll afterward.
Oh,
so it all turned out
that's
okay.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, isn't it?
You know what? That doesn't make up for the wound.
I beat the crap out of that 6-year-old kid, though. I just beat him until he was senseless.
Silly. Delicate to stay out of my freaking yard.
Office of Equal Groping Opportunity tweets, if you can't shoot your buddy in a bulletproof vest with a 22, I don't want to call this America anymore.
Amen. Amen. Office.
There are just some rights you just don't want to lose, right. And that's one of them.
Thank you.
We got to draw the line.
They did it with safety. It wasn't like he was trying to kill him.
Right. That's right. At least they had the vest on. Right. Now, if I shot you, I wouldn't even bother with the vest. Because we'd want to see if it makes any...
But the bullets usually pierce...
Yeah, well, that's what we want to see, right? That we have to know what it would take to even...
You have an elephant gun?
Why would you need a...
From the Pope's cellmate, they're shooting each other while wearing bulletproof vests in Arkansas. Sounds like the snowflake generation of the Hatfields and McCoys. From the deactivist, isn't dueling between two consenting adults? Who are we to judge?
Yeah,
that's a really good point. Yeah. From Scotty Sweatman, shooting each other while wearing bulletproof vests is the poor man's laser tag in Arkansas. We just use BB guns here in Kentucky.
That's funny.
DMXDM, wow, is this a new show? Pat's Hillbilly Holler? Hilarious.
Hilarious. All right.
Hilarious.
Indeed.
All right. Much more on the way. 888-900-3393. We still haven't played the Louis Farrakhan stuff.
We have so many videos. We have 21 videos today. Are we going to get to them all, Pat?
Yes, each and every one of them. Maybe we'll play them all twice.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Coming up, just around the corner now.
Yeehaw!
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Good morning, Americans. It's Friday.
And I'm just in a Friday mood. I don't feel like talking about
long week.
Anything serious. I mean, we might bring up some of it,
What do you mean nothing serious? We've already covered immigration.
Right, that's true. I mean, that is true. We've covered Buford and Billy Joe Bob and their little shoot each other in Arkansas thing. That was important.
AOC information. AOC drinking wine.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
And eating.
And Chuck Norris's interest in certain products, apparently.
Discovered gender discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
True.
America, we celebrated Hedwig Cohn's birthday, right? So... It's been a big day.
Thank you for reminding me. We've covered a lot of ground. It's an important day.
And I have to apologize, too, because I originally thought that Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos wasn't going to get a divorce.
Mm. And is it finalized? It's done.
Yeah, she came out and said she's okayed the paperwork.
She got $35 billion.
She's given him $35 billion. Voting controls of everything, of all the companies, the three big companies.
Yeah.
And then she's just taking a percentage of the Amazon, which ends up being, you know,
the thing about that $35 billion, that's just 4% of Amazon stock.
Well, he's still going to be the richest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. See, I think that's what they were.
Well, it knocks him all the way down to $110 billion.
I don't know if he'll be able to survive.
I don't either.
You know,
I'm a little worried about it.
Me too. Me too.
I'm thinking about setting up a GoFundMe page for Jeff Bezos.
That's why I didn't think they would get a divorce, that they would just separate, because it's just still so much money. I mean, there was a lot of money. Apparently the... scantily clad selfies were enough to shut that down.
Man, it's amazing.
It sure is. Fascinating story.
Guy's a genius, though. He's put together an unbelievable company.
And she was just with him, though, from the beginning, right? I mean, she deserves at least that $35 billion.
Pretty close to the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they drove across the country together.
Yeah.
Right?
And started the thing together. I got it. He's the guy. Of course. But
she helped.
She sure did. She was there. Yeah. While he was out... screwing with his girlfriend, she was home taking care of the children.
But she didn't get half. She did not get half.
No, because I think that was the big fight, right? He still gets to be the richest guy in the world.
And you know what? I mean, you had to settle for $35 billion. If it's me, I'm okay with that. I'm going to say, all right, yeah, I can handle it. All right, $35
billion. I mean, I'll take the $35 billion, but you're still paying for the house. You're paying for the upkeep.
But think of that. $35 billion is more... If you're at least any kind of intelligent, sentient human being,
you can't imagine.
That lasts for generations.
Generational. You can't.
You never run out of that money.
You can't imagine. I mean, I was trying actually last night to fathom what it would be like, and it's really hard.
She becomes the world's third richest woman.
Third? What?
Just like that.
Yeah, the Walmarts are probably ahead.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Alice Walton and L'Oreal's Francoise Betancourt Myers, she's the richest woman in the world.
What does she do? For what?
Well, she's L'Oreal's.
Oh yeah,
Francois.
That's why she's pissed
Betancourt
at
the Myers.
All right. Okay. Triple A.
Anyway, but $35 billion. That's
she's only 26.
It's sad to see their marriage dissolve. I'm sorry about that for them, but I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be. I think they'll be okay.
You sure you don't? I mean, we can start the GoFundMe if you want.
Well, I mean, we'll see. If he winds up at 110. If he goes anywhere under 110,
we'll go fund me.
Yeah, we'll do that. One of my favorite things I've seen in a long time happened yesterday. Now, Trump didn't create this, but he tweeted it out. So great. It's a Biden video. Okay. His sort of explanation about how touchy-feely he is.
Yeah.
And then.
And he is.
And he is. And somebody messed with it a little bit and enhanced the video.
From the internet?
Yes.
I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men one by the shoulders and say, you can do this. It's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening.
They even added the sniffing.
Really and funny.
It makes me laugh.
And I love they chose to pick the part of the video where the actual Biden is unbuttoning his coat.
Yeah.
Like he's getting ready for something going on.
Really funny.
It's so funny.
It was nice of Don to, tweet that out.
Yes, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought that was really thoughtful of him. So it's funny because somebody, if you're not watching on Blaze TV, somebody put Biden groping Biden. First of all, he appears in the background with a little head popping
pops
in.
Up, pops so up behind him.
Let's see really it one more funny. Time. That's just fun. That's some fun stuff. Here's the Biden on Biden.
I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this.
I grab men and women by the shoulders.
Whether they're women, men, young, old. It's the way I've always been. It's the way I try to show I care about them and I'm listening.
I like to smell their hair. I stick my nose in the back of their head. I lick the back of their necks. Then I run my hand over their snoobage. It's just what I like to do. Mm-hmm. I grab their snoobs if I can, and then I squeeze them. And then I run my hands over their supple buttocks.
But see, that's the thing. He really hasn't done that, right?
That's just what I do. No.
That's the thing. That's what makes it kind of... I know it's the Biden creepy. I got it. But... it's the Biden creepy because it is just the shoulders and the hair sniffing and the down the arms and stuff. Because all these people aren't accusing him of grabbing buttocks and
no,
and
it's not sexual abuse.
And there's no assault.
Right? It's not assault.
It hasn't risen to the level of assault. It's still, just inappropriate. Okay, well,
right, right.
But we've made fun of it forever.
Yes.
I mean, we've looked at videos of him where it's like, oh, what are you doing? Why doesn't someone say anything? Right? I mean, I get the power thing, yeah. But somebody at some point doesn't say, yo, Joe.
Stop it.
No. How about that? No. You know what? Good to
but
see you.
But they just don't. They good don't see you, say but, that to him.
You know.
Because you're uncomfortable to say that to the vice president,
right.
I guess.
What follows after that, right? The room is uncomfortable or whatever happens.
Right. And
more
you just
uncomfortable.
You'd rather just get through it.
Right.
Have nothing happen.
And he is a touchy-feely guy. Even that video that we were watching yesterday where he's talking about holding the Ukraine hostage for firing a guy for money and stuff that he's in trouble for now that we're all looking into. He reaches on stage and reaches out and touches the guy next to him as he's talking.
Oh, yeah, puts his hand on his leg.
And
that's right.
I mean, that's what he is. That's how he does. That's the guy he is.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Does this make you feel uncomfortable, Pat? Me doing this right here on your leg? You like that?
I'll give you about 5 minutes to stop.
That's all uncomfortable I am.
I'll show you how that's uncomfortable
the power structure.
I am.
when's the next break?
And, the thing we should be talking about is that Ukrainian situation.
That is serious, man.
Because that's really bad.
And
he insisted that the prosecutor general of the Ukraine be fired before he left the country or they wouldn't get their $1 billion in aid.
And they did.
And they did. And the thing is, that guy was investigating his son and his business interests in the Ukraine. A little conflict of interest, maybe?
No, he was just hoping. And he even says in that clip, whereas we put somebody that was more stable at the time.
Right.
He throws in at the time.
Yeah.
Yes. It wasn't stable for long.
That's bad.
I know.
That's really bad. I mean, that shows some level of corruption that I didn't realize we had with Biden.
And well, yeah, I mean, he's been that. Then he probably doesn't even see it as corruption. I mean, maybe he does. I mean, I guess he's smart enough to know what it is. But it just seems like that's his day to day life, right?
Yes,
or was.
Well,
for
yeah.
Years.
Yes, he's been doing it for so long.
That's just
what he does.
Him and Hillary's game. From the very beginning, that's way beyond a vision of corruption for them. That's their day-to-day life,
and that's the problem in politics.
Right,
right. That's why.
Right.
That's why they shouldn't be there for 40 years like he has been.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true.
They're just too
all
comfortable with it.
Yes,
and they get away with it, and nobody challenges them.
Nope.
I think he is probably doing a lot of thinking right now. If he really wants to expose himself as a
I thought that mm-hmm. actually was the shot across the bow. But then when he replied with his tweet video, you kind of feel like he's still saying, I'm going to run.
Well, yes. But then the Ukraine thing starts happening. So that might be a different issue. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know either. I don't know either. I mean, I just kind of feel like, look, I don't feel sorry for Joe Biden. He spent plenty of years in power and
I don't feel a bit sorry for him.
But, he missed his window. Again, he's run before and lost, but I mean, last time was his window, and he missed it, and he did it, on behalf of his family, which is fine, but, he's mad now because he missed his window. He's mad at himself because he knows he should have run.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's too late now. It's too late. You missed your chance. He missed it.
He might have, yeah. He might have.
You know,
although, again, he's still at the top of the polls.
Well, that's because he's not in, though, right? That's as soon as he jumps in, that drops, right?
We'll see. I don't know. I just, are they going to elect a 78-year-old Marxist? Are they going to, is Bernie Sanders the best you've got to offer? Really? Wow. Can that possibly be? Has the Democrat Party degraded to that point where that's what you have to offer America? Is a 79-year-old socialist. That's who you want us to vote for president.
I'm confused now. Are we talking about Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden?
We're talking about Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Biden's pretty close to that.
Because Biden's not quite a socialist.
No, he's not.
I don't think.
Which is, why he's too late, right? I mean, the party's passed him by.
That's true.
Yes.
I mean, he's Overton windowed the party. He's the guy that we go, well, no, he's not that bad.
Well, and the Democrats are—they're not excited about him anymore because he's not extreme enough,
right?
And remember, when he ran for president back in 2008, he was the most liberal member of the U.S. Senate.
He's pointed that out a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's mentioned that.
Amazing.
Yeah, but like you said, parties passed him by.
They've long gone. You let them all in. They're way.
And he's
past
saying,
him,
"No, man. Look at me. I was the original.
I was super liberal. I was the most liberal.
I've been corrupt before you were born." You're talking about.
Did you see the Howard Schultz statement yesterday?
Town hall, from his town hall?
Where he talked about the Democrats. I didn't leave the Democrats. The Democrats left me. And that is really true. Because there's another guy who's too moderate.
Yeah.
For the Democrats. He's got no chance. And that's why he's running as an independent.
He's an American dream story, man.
And he's somewhat reasonable. You know, of anybody not Republican.
And think of the stuff that he's done to and still for us to think of him as reasonable.
Yeah, right. Right.
Holy cow.
This is a guy who still wants to tax the rich more.
Yes.
All of those dumb things, yeah. But at least he's still a capitalist.
Right.
And he admits he's a capitalist.
Right. And we need to have a conversation about that.
We do have to. Yes, we do. Because
we
don't have nearly enough
conversation. Thank you, Stacey Abrams. I appreciate that. And she, of course... Mm-hmm. Had to speak out some more. She's still bitter. She thinks she won.
Yeah, no, she refuses to say she lost.
She is insane.
Let's play that. Let's play the Stacey Abrams, see what she had to say about the states that Democrats won in the 2016 election.
Speak while you're standing. See you guys now.
Look at that. She's all upset. People aren't sitting down and listening to her.
Only some people are paying attention.
Because nobody likes you.
First of all, Reverend Sharpton, thank you so much for this invitation. Mayor Morial, because I'm from Gulfport originally, so you're always Mayor Morial. But to the National Action Network, thank you so much for having me here this afternoon. I know you've heard from a lot of folks, and I think some of you know what I'm going to say. We had this little election back in 2018, and despite the final tally and the inauguration and the situation we find ourselves in, I do have one very affirmative statement to make.
Okay.
We won.
Ha! What?
We won.
We won.
We won.
So she's saying she won?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She believes that.
Why isn't she in the governor's mansion then?
Because, I don't know if you know this,
Pat. You won.
She lost.
You lost by 55,000 votes, hon. Okay?
We won. So bizarre. Oh, these
really
people are bizarre.
We're not conceding a thing.
It's just nuts. It's crazy. 888-933-93. You probably heard about the movie Unplanned.
I have.
And yeah, you have? Good.
I have.
Good. I'm glad you've heard of it. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Why?
No.
You really need to go. It is a great movie. First of all, it will show you some things about Planned Parenthood that you probably didn't know, almost certainly didn't know. It presents both sides in a reasonable way, where sometimes in Christian movies you're thinking, okay, you just demonized one side and deified the other. That does not happen in this movie. It's a really well done, well acted, excellent movie that is powerful, a powerful pro-life statement. And
right,
it's a story of Abby Johnson. She had two abortions. She joined Planned Parenthood. She was a huge abortion supporter. She rose through the ranks. She became the director of her clinic. She became the employee of the year at Planned Parenthood. Right. And then one day she was asked to come in and assist with an abortion. And she held the ultrasound and she was spotting the baby. And what happened during that ultrasound changed her life completely and forever. It's an amazing story.
It sure is.
You're going to love this. Go to unplannedfilm.com. That's unplannedfilm.com. It's in theaters right now. In fact, I think it opens even wider this weekend than it was last weekend. So go out and see it. Check your local listings. It's unplannedfilm.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Triple 8-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. I was amused by Pete Buttigieg, who said it's hard to look at Trump and think that he believes in God, but you know he doesn't have any problem looking at his own party's infanticide infatuation.
Wow,
and thinking they believe in God—that's not a problem.
Don't worry about that.
Or you can identify as something, and that makes it so. That's not a problem. Or anything goes. Nothing is off limits morally. That doesn't cause him any hesitation.
But
you look at Trump and you think, oh, that's hard to believe if he believes in God.
Right.
Jeez. And this guy's becoming the rising star, supposedly.
He is for some reason. Yeah. This is the mayor, right?
Yeah.
The mayor of
South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all you know. South Bend for. I mean, if you're the mayor of South Bend, Notre Dame's running the joint.
No, for sure.
Not you.
Yeah, no question about that. Absolutely. But it's weird what's going on in the Democrat Party. So Buttigieg is rising, I think, quicker than Beto is, seems like. And Beto was the big deal.
Yeah, he was.
Just last year. And now he's like secondhand news.
So my boy Hickenlooper's laying in wait.
Oh, is he? What, in the theater? Waiting for his mom to come pick him up and join him or something? Hold on a second. Who's the guy who just announced he's running for president?
Oh, Ryan. Tim Ryan.
Ryan?
We've never heard of.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Well, he saw South Bend get in. He goes, I'm in.
Right? There was somebody else I'd never heard of, too, that some congressman that got in recently. And I'm like, what? Who? Where are you from?
I couldn't tell you who. I mean, I know these because I've joked about them, but I don't know that. Who else?
And the person who was a few years ago considered to be the front runner, Elizabeth Warren, Miss 1024th Cherokee.
Is she that much?
Yes.
Are we sure that she's that much?
She's 1024th.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you say so, but I don't know that I buy it.
I mean, Her window's gone.
It's over for her. I think so, too.
Like she would be toxic as a VP candidate.
She's in the Hillary Biden camp, you know, where you're just like, oh, them?
Yeah. Yeah. It's old news now.
Yeah. Have a nice day.
She's old news. Yeah, we're done with you.
We've let you be a senator. Go away.
So they're done with her. I think they're done with Hillary. So even if Hillary were to jump in and say she is going to run, I think they're done with her.
And I thought for sure that I was surprised because Joe and Hillary have not jumped in, right? I mean, obviously they still could. But remember, they threw her under the bus, Elizabeth Warren under the bus too. And then she came out with her little weekend party. And I thought that she was going to say that she wasn't going to run. And she did. So she didn't listen to the shot across the bow. She didn't hear, you know, she didn't feel that strike of, we're done with you. What are you doing? We're going to destroy you.
Yeah.
And she got in. That's a mistake because she's nowhere. They're just going to bring her down. Sad. Oh, no, I don't care about
If you're Elizabeth Warren, it's sad.
Yes.
Yes. Sad. All right. Isaac in Texas, you're on the Blaze. Hi.
Hey, good to speak to you guys. How are you doing?
Good.
I really care. you guys were talking about old Creepy Joe there yesterday, and you kept saying he wishes they would just let it go, and a little chorus popped into my head if I could sing it for you guys.
Oh, we'd love that. We'd love that.
All right, it goes, let it go, let it go, I'm just middle class Creepy Joe, let it go, let it go. I won't grope your girls anymore. It's for you I care. That's why I smelled your hair. I'm sorry, fellas, if I made you feel weird. Just let me be your president anyway.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
I like it. I like that.
That's fantastic. Is that, that's on the charts with a bullet.
A Frozen song? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Frozen, right? Yeah.
Good job, man.
Nice job, Isaac. And you got a nice singing voice.
And I appreciate you putting that song in my head for the weekend. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. No, thank you. Wait. Studio audience.
Studio audience?
Yeah, they liked it.
They're not clapping anymore. Now they're laughing.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
Also from Dan... He created a little something for Helium Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it's for Helium Talent Friday.
The Dream Slayer posted this for us.
Helium Thursday night edition he had. And obviously we weren't on Thursday night. So this is the Thursday night edition on Friday morning.
Dream Shaper. So. I misspoke. Sorry. Look at that. There it is.
Helium Thursday night.
Helium Thursday night.
To feel what the children are feeling. God Almighty.
Alex Jones on Helium.
Really? Folks, we gotta get good people to stand up against these people.
So great.
Really good.
I probably shouldn't even have done this radio show today.
Or anything.
Because I have this disgusting cover. But I just hate the globalists, but it's more than that. And I just get flippant and angry, but it's because deep down, folks, I can see what they're doing, and we have a responsibility to stop these globalists. Where are the men in this country? Where are the men in this world? What the hell have we become? We just offer our children up to the system with the fluoride and the water and the GMO hurting them. And we let fat perverts grab them at the airport and train them for the pedophile government. And we just got such a sick society.
That's what
I'll get a little unexpected detail at the end there.
That's all that helium will do. It's going to come out at some point.
That's really funny.
Good job, really Dan. Funny. Good job.
That's really funny. Really nicely done.
Dream Shaper. We'll post that at Pat Unleashed if you want to see that. We'll make sure.
That went better than I thought.
I know. That was really good.
Yeah. 888-900-3393. All right, restricting free speech is, of course, restricting truth. The far left has crossed the line. They've silenced so many conservatives across America, including that guy, including Alex Jones, which they should not be doing.
They should not be doing that at all.
Shadow bans on Twitter and Facebook. They've blocked ads on YouTube. They've taken Jones's platforms from him. And, you know, while I don't agree with the things he says, he should be able to say them. We talked to Gregory Wrightstone yesterday. They took his app off the Apple store. It's time for conservative America to wake up. We have a choice. We can fight back. And we can do that with veteran-led Patriot Mobile. Because with Patriot Mobile, your money doesn't go to liberal causes and left-wing efforts to shut down conservatives. With Verizon, it does. With AT&T, it does. But... with Patriot Mobile, you get the same reliable nationwide coverage you already have, and you know your hard-earned money is supporting conservative organizations. Plans start as low as $25 a month, so don't wait any longer. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT, 1-800-A-PATRIOT, use the offer code BLAZE, or go to patriotmobile.com/blaze to waive your activation fee. patriotmobile.com/blaze.
Pat Gray. Unleashed.
All right, let's go to Matt in New York. Matt, you're on the Blaze. Hi.
Bingo!
Yes!
Easy.
Yes! See, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
That's the way it's done.
If it's true, congratulations.
Right. Oh. All right, so tell us where you got your bingo.
So 1/10/24th.
Yes.
The middle top.
Okay.
Down to put that in your pipe.
Okay. mm-hmm.
down to you look like an idiot,
mm-hmm.
Volkswagen in utero, right. and by Stu.
All right. Nicely done. What do you want from the shop.theblaze.com store?
Is there any chance I can get that Bigfoot for Congress shirt?
Bigfoot for Congress.
Oh, okay.
Do we
Is
have
that a Heaton thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah.
I think so.
Andrew Heaton reference there.
I'm thinking about the.
It looks similar to the chewing the fat T-shirt. It looks similar. That Bigfoot shirt looks similar to the chewing the fat T-shirt there on the shop.theblaze.com.
It does, Jeff.
Hang on a second, Matt. We'll get you, hooked up with that. Yeah. Is it an Andrew Heaton thing?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Bigfoot for Congress T-shirt. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, look at that. Right there at the Blaze.
I would imagine you could get that then. I don't know why you'd want that, but go ahead.
Well, you want to support a winning candidate. We might rescind
the bingo.
All right. 888-900-3393. And at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. We got to show you this. Unbelievable.
Oh, gosh.
Insanity is the best word I can come up with for it. This guy is standing on the ledge of a cliff that looks like it's 2,000 feet high, 3,000 feet high.
Way up there. Yep.
And he's right at the edge of it.
Okay.
And then
does a backflip.
He does this.
What a
look at that.
In slow motion, person. You see him do the backflip right on the edge of this cliff.
He goes in a little bit. He's safe.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so he took a little bit of a step. That's about a half point deduction.
That's right.
On that. So if he would have gone down, you know, you're dead. You're absolutely
right.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
There's
for me
no
to watch.
Reason. For Jeffy to watch
for
and
me
enjoy.
To watch.
That's the only reason,
I mean, that's
right?
This is why you watch NASCAR. You want to see the wrecks.
Man. I don't... Now, if that guy had fallen off the cliff and died, would you then upload that and show that to everybody?
Oh.
I think even
are
more
you asking
so,
Jeffy?
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Got to monetize that, right?
Yes.
You could retire off of how many views.
I mean,
you
we've
get
seen
off of that.
We've seen the tall building climbers and you know the daredevil building climbers around the world, and you know
mm-hmm.
a couple of those have fallen, taping themselves. You know, and look, I feel bad watching. Yeah.
but you're watching.
I mean, I gotta watch.
But you're watching. Jeez, I mean, right on the edge of death
right.
there. And you do that backflip.
I know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why.
I mean, look,
that's just tempting fate.
I do backflips out here in the studios. Yeah,
because
you're safe there.
I don't think I've seen you do that very often.
Huh. Backflip.
Wait, right out here in the hallway?
Yeah,
we've never seen that.
There's plenty of room out there. But I wouldn't do it that close.
Wait,
to
how long? It's
like
been
that.
A while though since you've done one, right?
Oh, I mean,
because there hasn't been an earthquake in Irving in a while.
Oh,
and so,
I see.
Yeah, it was a fat joke, is what it was. It was
that's
a
like
long way to the
that's
well.
Like the second or third today. It's funny.
Not for me? That's like the first one for me.
No, it's not. It's okay.
Oh, are you keeping score?
I'm offended, I seem to recall
an elephant gun.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you use an elephant gun.
That's right. That's something off the top of my head.
That's two. I apologize. I can't count very high. I can't count to 18, that's for sure.
Neither can Jeffy. He just knows the number.
Yeah. Did we cover this already?
Yeah, many times. Many times.
That's some stupid stuff right there, doing a backflip off the side of a mountain.
Good golly. I mean, I don't get it.
Boy.
I don't know why you do that.
Gotta get those YouTube views, baby.
I do know why you prancercise, though, because you do that for your health.
Thank you.
And here,
that's a fact.
Just to remind you of the original Prancercise woman.
Yeah, I love her.
With 14.6 million views.
Think of it.
Many
of those. I would like to take credit for a few million of those.
Oh, you should.
Yes.
Yes, I mean, we'd help popularize.
Absolutely.
I'm Jenny Rohrbeck of Prancercise LLC, and I'm here today to show you the four modes of Prancercise. I've got my ankle weights in place, and my music's ready. So let's stop talking and do some walking.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, baby. Prancercise.
We haven't played this since the Pat and Stu days.
I know.
This is great stuff.
She. No. No.
She incorporated a boyfriend after a while, too.
Oh, she
with
did?
Some of the videos, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So there was even more fun. I'd like to say that we should take credit for at least
some of those views.
A few million of those views for her.
So is that weirder than the Angelic Initiative.
Ooh.
I don't know. The two chicks out in the backyard talking
good.
To trees.
Yeah,
that's
good.
True.
It is
yeah,
true.
They're pretty good.
And here
they're
they
not
are.
Not getting any exercise either. I mean, she's raising her arms, I guess.
Yeah, there's exercise
I guess you're
there.
A little...
And she's opening up higher planes of reality.
Right.
So that's important. That's, true. That's important.
Let's see.
That's true.
What do we got?
It is true. Here they are.
There's another frequently asked question, and that's, why does one person do most of the talking, the other person just
that is a question
every
I ask.
So often sporadically says, that's true.
That's true. That's true. That's
true. See, like that. Just like that. Just like that. So we need to explain that we are performing two different responsibilities.
Yeah. So they're commenting on us.
That we're not Maybe. The ones who decide who's the primary channel and who's the fact checker. That's Wiser true. Minds above tell us what we're supposed to be doing during our filming process. And we do it. And so if you have an argument with God, take it up with God. But friend, if you're being angry, you're closing your crown.
Oh,
and when you,
you
close
oh,
your crown,
close
be it with
crown.
Anger or anything else.
Referring to the crown chakra.
The crown chakra proposition. At the top of your head. When you,
the crown chakra.
When you are angry, your crown constricts shut, and then you can't hear God.
That's
and that's just the
that's
truth
true.
Of it. And so if you feel yeah, anger rising up inside of you, do something to become peaceful
Pick
again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
turning into a follower.
That's powerful.
Open yourself up.
That's some powerful stuff.
That
though.
Is.
We have another video of them when they showed up at the White House a while back. I really want you to see this because it's a visual stunner for you.
All right, let's see it.
Hello.
All right, rubbing my strong
They got a haircut.
Hands, waking
Whoa,
up, reaching
look at that.
Down to the center of the energy body, starting to comb out the center of the energy body. Friends, where we are right now, here in the center of DC, the energy is thick and gross, and it's
thick and gross. The energy.
It's difficult
Tell me you don't
for
that.
Even the most practice to stay clean.
This is their new Obama
clear.
Year, by the way.
So we're going to reach in with strong energy hands, asking the living waters to run on high, reaching into the center of the energy body and combing it up, combing the channels up. Things become kind of
good
gunk
stuff.
The stuff that's around.
You like their hairdos,
we're
don't you?
Yeah,
up,
I do like that. Actually.
Releasing the icky energy up, up, up to source. Releasing it up to source to be clean. And combing our channels up.
Are they yawning?
Up, combing them clean.
You can't yawn during this exercise. So
she
weird.
Got tired from trying to scrub the energy there. She was
there
scrubbing
go.
The energy and made her really
that
tired.
Is great.
Some
okay, so there's
going
to be a Pat poll.
Open yourself up to the energy.
On,
yeah.
on Twitter, at Pat Unleashed, it's going to be Stranger Internet Presence, the Prancer-sized gal, or the That's True Chicks.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I know how that's going to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. Then, you know, we've got, we have a new team involved. In the in the Angelic Initiative, the Peace Initiative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This Grizzled Grunt 1776 is they're involved in this Peace Initiative, and here they are, you know, trying to get in touch with their energy and higher selves.
Trump is your president.
That is correct.
Make America great again.
That is correct.
America is beautiful.
That is correct.
Liberals aren't real people.
That is correct.
Jameson's the best whiskey ever.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
It's Taco Tuesday.
That is correct.
Trump's going to win in 2020.
That is correct.
You like that? Good stuff, right?
Yeah, that's good. It should have done That's True, though.
It yes, and it could have been. There's, instead there's of, a better way to do that. But
is there?
Yeah.
What's the better way?
Well, I mean, with That's True.
Yeah.
And a little yes. bit more movement, and it could have stayed right. a little bit farther away. From
their heart wasn't in it.
Well, yeah, no, their heart didn't feel like their heart yeah. was in it. It was more.
They weren't fully committed to the bit.
They got right. They got the video views because they were, you know, all for Trump. But
mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Funny, though.
Good for them. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
You know, and.
But if you're going to really open yourself up, you know, obviously, you don't want to close your
crown. He opened himself up, the guy on the left, opened himself up there. a little more than you'd probably like to see. Actually,
there was a lot revealed frankly. On that
yeah,
higher plane.
A lot revealed.
The tattoos or?
Sure.
No.
No.
The other guy with
he had tattoos on arm.
A little extra skin than you'd probably want to see, is all I'm saying. You know,
weird.
There was a lot going on the left side of the frame, is what he's trying to say.
A lot going on.
That's true.
888-933-93. All right. Late last year, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office released a grand jury report noting that law enforcement had received 2,000 complaints of deed fraud, and almost all of them involved faulty notarization. And the problem was so bad, the grand jury called it an epidemic. See, criminals are looking for vulnerable properties. They scan obituaries, they pour through public records, and then it takes as little as a forged deed to transfer ownership. And then once it's transferred, it's almost impossible to reverse. Once the title is transferred, they take out a mortgage, a second mortgage on your home. They sell the property. Sometimes they rent it out. I mean, it's really difficult, but you can prevent this.
And you keep thinking to yourself, it can't be true. It can't be true that it's this easy.
And it is.
Wrong.
It is. And the people at Home Title Lock showed us how easy it is. It took them 15 or 20 minutes to forge mine. So if they'd been people who were, you know, thieves, they would have taken out the loan against my home. And I would have lost my equity. I could lose the house. I mean, you just don't want to take a chance. And there's a way you can prevent it. And it's to go to HomeTitleLock.com and get registered. Get some protection for your online mortgage. Protect your home from thieves. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, and they'll put a virtual barrier around your home's online title. HomeTitleLock.com.
He's Pat Gray. He's Unleashed, and he's on the Blaze.
Yeah, well, we got another, some more video evidence of the indoctrination of our children. This one is a really severe one.
This is bad.
This kid is, he's a disciple, man. He is a disciple of the left. And he's what, 12? 10? I don't know.
Something in there.
I don't know how old this kid is. But he's reading his poetry to a group of adults. It's just an adorable little video. And
New York Times put this out, by the way.
This is great. Watch this.
Goodbye, Earth. By me, Zane Cowie. The world is big and I am small. One day I wish to see it all. Pacific Islands, Northern Lights, Himalayas, desert nights. The world is big and I am small. The Earth's in trouble. Hear her call. 1 degree warmer's our demise. We're on track for more to rise. Goodbye, New York and Miami, both cities swallowed by the sea. Whose fault is all this climate mess? You grown-ups must confess. While cities burned and temperatures soared, you upped and left the Paris Accord. You chose big cars, fast food, and coal. Fossil fuels my future stole.
Oh, brother. Kid.
Wow.
Get a grip. Yep. Get a grip. Oh, he took the cell phone from the adult.
You think this is a fun rhyme book? With your inaction, the earth will cook. We've had enough of empty vows, or plastic bags, or farting cows. On a hot February day, You barbecued and went to play. But it's no time for celebration. You totally screwed my generation.
I'll tell you what,
it's storms and droughts and mass migration. Still just stuck in conversation. We kids can't vote, we don't pay tax or donate to your super PACs.
Okay.
The only thing that we can do is stand and say, shame, shame on you. We've said our bit, now you get cracking. No more pipelines, no more fracking. We may be kids, but we are pissed. We're fighting now just to exist.
Aria.
If we don't protect all it's worth, prepare to say goodbye, Earth.
Well, you're winning the fight to exist, Chunk. And get my freaking phone that you took away from me and pick it back up.
I know. That pissed me off. You just want to say some things that you don't.
Yes, that you do.
That you dare not.
You dare not.
Yeah, you
Let
dare
Jeffy
not.
Let Jeffy say them. Write them down and hand them to him.
I mean, oh, holy man. Cow.
It just shows you the total indoctrination, right? It just
no
shows
kidding.
How successful this has been. I mean, he buys into everything hook, line, and sinker. Shut up. I mean, shut up, kid. You don't know what you're talking about.
And nice super pack reference.
You're suffering
by
so
the kid.
Much with the electricity mm-hmm. in that room you're reading in from the, I don't know, the fracking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I have no idea.
So many words no to say.
They have no idea. He has no idea what this country
Zero.
Would be without any of that.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. And a 1 degree, and he mentions it. It's 1 degree. Okay, we're supposed to totally freak out and believe Miami is going to be underwater over 1 stinking degree? Come on. All that's done is grow more food, which is, I don't know, feeding people.
Right. And look, eating bad food is now above smoking worse for you. Right, I mean that's what they came out this week and saying that a bad diet is worse than smoking for people now. So they've won the smoking battle.
Yeah,
and so now we're back to food. You know, we're people are too fat, and not only are they too fat, but they're eating the wrong types of food, and that's what's killing people. It's just amazing.
It is, and that's why they're pushing.
I keep saying it, and I got to stop saying it's amazing because it's not amazing anymore. Because that's just what I mean. They just ram it down our throats.
Yep. Yep. And I hate what they've done to the youth, to people like this kid.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sad.
Because they don't understand. They don't have the maturity. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the experience to balance what's being taught to them. And, you know, it's partly the fault of their parents for not finding out what's being taught and so that they can combat that a little bit.
I'm sure that they have an instrumental role in feeding that all that information into him.
Yeah, this kid's parents probably,
yes.
You know, wild lunatic left.
Yeah, he's probably getting it 24 hours a day at home and at school.
He probably is. But if you are conservative and you just send your kids to school and you don't find out what they're learning and you don't counteract anything that they're getting at school, look out. They're going to be like this kid. And you might not even know it. They might not talk about it all the time.
Right.
And you're going to be sorry one day when you wake up and they start talking to you about politics or the world or climate change, and you're going to be surprised.
Yes, you are.
We have a responsibility to our kids to find out what they're learning and to be that counterbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's so important. That's why, you know, and this is not a commercial for them, like that Freedom for School project. That is so important to have available to people. If you can do that and not do the public school thing, highly recommend it. If you can homeschool your kids
and look, it's hard.
And not do public school, I highly recommend it.
Me too. And it's hard.
It is hard.
But, you know,
it's not
for
everybody.
You feel bad sometimes because you feel like you're not doing it right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
you know,
yeah. But our kids, we felt that way the whole time, all 23 years. And yet, our kids turned out fine.
I mean, it's a sacrifice, but, you know, your kids are worth it. And
yep.
The reward is just seeing them.
It's kind of weird. All three of us, right? Homeschoolers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as parents, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
But as you can tell, I'm a public school product. I'm not proud of that.
Well, right. I mean, so am I.
Trying to make up for it.
So are we all. Public school products. But at least we didn't subject our kids to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and all of them. I did do a private.
Public. Oh, Elvis.
Elvis went public and private, and my middle boy, Max, went to public for a few years until it was like, that's enough.
Okay. Did the opposite. We, with our first two, my oldest boy and our oldest girl, we let them, after homeschooling them up to high school, we let them go to high school because they wanted to involve themselves in other, you know, all the extracurricular sports and cheering and all that stuff. And so that was a mistake. If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't do it that way. I wouldn't let them go to high school because that was enough to
I see the
change your minds on a number of things.
I see the difference, and you know, between the children who are, because you know he's involved in all kinds of stuff outside of school. Max is, and I see the difference between, and Maya too. I see them dealing with other kids that are in public schools, and the difference is
It's huge.
It's a big difference.
It's huge. Yeah. And for the people who say, well, what about the social interaction?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best part of it, is you don't have that school social interaction.
One of them is the best part of it,
that's
I'll tell you that.
That's the best part of it. I don't want them getting that interaction.
That interaction comes. That interaction comes with everyone anyway.
It does. Yeah, you get kids in the neighborhood.
Oh,
you
there are
kids
so
at
many.
Church.
You have adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In addition to our homeschooling, you know, we have groups that we go to for extracurricular stuff like ballet or photography or classes like that. And
sure.
They absolutely get the social stuff going there. And they're in scouts and everything. You get it anywhere.
Yes. It's not like they don't speak to other children.
Right.
Except at school.
The Freedom Project Academy that you do advertise, that's what's so cool, is it's online. And you can do that. That can be your homeschool in your home.
Yes, it can.
And it's just, I mean, that's a great alternative as well. There's many different ways to educate your child. Please, you don't have to feel pigeonholed into public school or homeschool specific.
That's right.
You don't.
And, you know, you might think, well, I'll take him to, send him to private school. Wouldn't pay a lot of money, but I can afford it. Well, sometimes you're getting the public school type education.
Yes, you are.
In the private schools.
Yes, you are.
So that's not a guarantee it's going to be a fix. It's tough.
I know.
It's tough because, seriously, the progressives took over our educational system. For the vast majority of the educational system in this country is run and controlled by the left wing.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And that's and so you get that propaganda nonstop, 24/7. And then, you know, after you find out that they've gone all the way through that system, and then all the way through college, where it gets even worse.
Way worse.
And then on the other side, there's no turning back.
Yeah. On the other side?
You got a little left.
You got AOC.
There's nothing left to say.
On the other side, you got AOC.
Right. Exactly right. And isn't that fun?
I mean, that's your payoff. That's your payoff is AOC.
Jeez. Or you have the little ISIS bride, who's trying, by the way, to get back into the United States again.
Good.
Same chick from a couple months ago?
Yeah. Okay. Hoda Muthana. Mm-hmm. The woman born in America that joined ISIS and went over there and married three different guys and had, I think, sons with all of them. She just wants to come back home now. Now, this is the person who encouraged drive-by shootings of Americans. Go into centers, go down to theaters, shoot and kill Americans. Well, no, come on. She didn't mean any of that.
Well, at the time, she meant it.
Yeah, at the time. Sure, at the time.
How many years ago? I mean, who hasn't thought and said that?
But now she says, before I came, I've never done any crime, and I'm sure I'm not going to be doing any crimes in the future. She's sure she's not. And I know I've come to Syria, and I look like I'm a supporter of the worst terror group in history. Yeah, Puddin.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying if you come back here, you should be arrested and tried for treason.
Because guess what? That is a crime.
Yeah, it is.
That is a crime.
That's true.
Yeah,
it is
thank
true.
You.
Jeez. So she encouraged atrocities. She witnessed atrocities. She supported atrocities. When she was with ISIS.
So, yeah, no.
But she didn't hate America. She didn't hate anything, she said. She just thought the Quran told her to go and do all those things. Wow. If we allow this woman back into this country.
We can't.
I mean, what does it take now to be charged with treason? I don't. There's nothing,
nothing
you can do.
Right?
Apparently. I think we're good. Nothing.
Unless your last name is Trump.
Have a great weekend.